It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Yes, it is time to interface with Joey LaRocque here at IYFWrestling.com. We want to talk about the next event for IYFW, January 26, 2013 in Boston Spa, Cold Day in Hell. We want to talk about the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem convention and event taking place on March 16th in Boston Spa, and all kinds of other things. So let's get into it. The first thing I want to talk about on this edition of the interface is something that I never really got a chance to touch upon, and that was something that took place 24 hours before the anniversary show. Season 6 Endgame. It was at this time, Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burden was being interviewed on the WrestleFudge TV broadcast. And on this broadcast, Max Burden announced that the Shaft, Bobby Ocean, who had been suspended back in July for assaulting referee Tony Constantino, was now able to come back to IYFW. He had been reinstated as a competitor, and he will be able to come back to In Your Face Wrestling. Well, this has sent shockwaves through all the fans in IYFW, a lot of us here in IYFW as well. Many people respect Bobby Ocean so much, they definitely wanted to see him back. They felt that suspension was way too long, but it has been lifted, and we've gotten the confirmation. The Shaft, Bobby Ocean, will be competing at the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem convention and event on March 16th. Unfortunately, we won't see him in January, but hey, this guy's busy. What can you say? But he will be a part of that event March 16th. Who he's going to be wrestling yet, we don't know, but there's a lot of wrestlers looking to step in the ring with Bobby Ocean. Hopefully, we'll find out very soon who his opponent will be at that event. But you know, there's still so much we need to talk about from Season 6 Endgame, the incredible anniversary show that took place back in Boston Spa November 3rd. I mean, there's so many questions still need to be answered. Number one, why did the Dark Pony JP Black do what he did to Drake Evans in the main event? You know, JP Black had been talking about feeling disrespected by several people in IYFW, but Drake Evans was never somebody who did that. He was talking about how much he respected JP Black in a promo he did leading up to the Final Four-Way main event. JP Black now is not speaking to anybody. Nobody has been able to talk to the Dark Pony. He won't answer phone calls, emails. Nobody has been able to get an answer. And one person you know definitely wants an answer is Drake Evans. And I'm getting word that Evans has been demanding to IYFW manager that he wants to face off with the Dark Pony on January 26th at Cold Day in Hell. Will it be a match? Will it be a debate? Or will Drake Evans just simply look JP Black in the eyes and say, why did you do it? Why did it happen? It seems almost that JP Black turned his back on everybody in IYFW. I mean, Drake Evans, he's been the icon of IYFW. He's been there from the get-go, the head trainer of the academy. He has put his heart and soul into this company. And for JP Black to do what he did to him seems like a slap in the face to every IYFW fan. Hopefully I will get some information about this to see if the Dark Pony will finally break the silence and come to Cold Day in Hell and have an answer for all of us. Another question we need to ask out of Season 6 Endgame is, why did Mr. Maple Leaf Ricky Williams join Blood Money? What was it? When did it happen? When did the whole thing come about? It seemed like completely out of left field that Ricky Williams would join this group. But Ricky Williams, of course, winning the New Breed Championship from Liam McFerrin thanks to Scott Scarsdale's interference took place at Season 6 Endgame. Don't know how long. Can't find an answer about that as well. You know, Scott Scarsdale is that crafty, very, very manipulative type of businessman. Who knows? This could have been in the works for months. But one thing I can tell you right now that's not going to take months to take place, a rematch has been signed for January 26th. It will be Mr. Maple Leaf Ricky Williams defending the New Breed title against the man he took it from at Season 6 Endgame, Liam McFerrin. That match has been signed officially for Cold Day in Hell. And another question that came out of that event, Season 6 Endgame, concerns the right to fight contract. Now, Franz Roddy has that contract. He can invoke it at any IYFW event prior to a champion defending their title, and he has played it perfectly clear that he plans to go after the In Your Face Wrestling champion, Pierre the Beast Vachon. But will it happen at Cold Day in Hell? Will he do it at the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem convention and event? He's being very vague about it, not giving us a straight answer. One person that definitely is not happy about this, as you can imagine, is the champion Pierre Vachon. But hey, what can you say about Pierre Vachon? He has held the In Your Face Wrestling Championship for over a full year. He has defended it against a lot of people, and I'm talking about some really important names in IYFW, not just Drake Evans, not just Vigo, not just Roman Dominguez, but JP Black, Nocturne, the Shat Bobby Ocean. It's a who's who in IYFW of the men he has defeated to retain that title and keep the Reign of the Beast going. Will it even matter if Franz Roddy invokes the contract? Can he defeat Pierre Vachon? These two men have never faced each other in IYFW one-on-one. We'll have to wait and see if I find out about that one. But if Pierre Vachon is not going to be taking on Franz Roddy, if Franz Roddy is not going to invoke the contract, then who will it be? Who will take on Pierre Vachon? Well, three guys we know it won't be is Drake Evans, Vigo, and Roman Dominguez because of the stipulation from Season 6 Endgame's Final 4-Way main event. Who else in IYFW is looking to challenge Vachon? So I talked a lot about questions that need answers. Well, I've got something to tell you right now, folks. It's not a question. It's not an answer. It's a major announcement. Major, major announcement I have for you right now. And that is concerning the Memories, Moments, and Mayhem convention and event March 16th. You know, we need some kind of name for this, by the way. It gets a little tongue-tied trying to say that. I mean, what do we want to call it? Do we want to call it 3MCon? Do we want to call it WrestleCon? MayhemCon? Anybody got an idea? Let us know. Tell us on Facebook. Tell us at Twitter. Tell us here at IYFWrestling.com. What should we call this event? You know, you've got ChillerCon, you've got Comic-Con, you've got all that stuff. We need a name for this, too. Let us know. What do you think we should be calling it? But in the meantime, I've got a major announcement for you, and it concerns this event. It concerns talent that has been officially signed for this event. And I'm just not talking about in-your-face wrestling talent. I'm talking about some big names in the world of professional wrestling. IYFW pulls out all the stops, it seems, at these events. Of course, this past year in May, we saw Val Venus take on the mighty Franz Roddy. We saw the genius Lanny Poffo in six-man tag team action. And of course, we saw Fit Finlay team up with Bobby Fish against the Shat Bobby Ocean and Drake Evans. Well, we're talking the same kind of caliber of athlete that's going to be taking place, that's going to be coming to Memories, Moments of Mayhem convention and event on March 16th. See, I tell you, it takes so long to say that. And I found out that on December 2nd, there will be a special press conference IYFW will be holding where Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton is going to announce some names that have been officially signed for that show. This is a huge, huge thing that's going to be happening December 2nd. Right here at this website, you're going to want to check it out. And believe me, if the rumors are true from what these names are, they are not going to disappoint. It is going to be tremendous. It will be second to none, and I mean that, second to none concerning who these people are. It's going to be a huge deal. It's going to be a great night of pro wrestling action. You can find out all about it here on the homepage at IYFWrestling.com. Well, I think that's going to do it for this edition of The Interface. Coming soon, more talk of these two big events. Cold Day in Hell, January 26th. The Memories, Moments, and Mayhem Convention at event, March 16th. Get your tickets here through the merchandise section for those two great events. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.